The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course, Lesson 1, Why the Bible is the Word of God. How does God reveal knowledge? In ages past, how did God choose to reveal His knowledge to humankind? God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God Almighty, Creator of all we see, does not leave humankind without guidance and direction. He has put His thoughts into words for our benefit. God has revealed Himself through the vehicle of words. The Bible itself calls Jesus Christ the Word, John chapter 1. Verses 1 through 14. And according to this introductory New Testament passage, the message of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, is the true Word of God. But how did God choose to reveal even more precious knowledge? God has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Moses prophesied of a coming future prophet similar to himself, whose words the Bible encourages us to heed. See Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. The Apostle Peter identified this great prophet as Jesus Christ Himself in Acts chapter 3, verses 20 through 23. There is no doubt Jesus Christ was that prophet. Jesus Christ, as God's own Son, is the ultimate prophet, and His words are the very essence of prophecy. We should listen carefully to what He tells us. Christ's words are chiefly found in the four semi-biographical accounts of His life and teaching, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. However, in a much larger sense, they are found in the whole Bible. Jesus Himself endorsed the truth and the authority of the Hebrew writings, commonly called the Old Testament, by calling them Scripture. See Luke chapter 24, verses 44 and 45. He also provided for the inspiration and writing of the books that would later become the New Testament. Christ consistently treated the Old Testament as the true record of God's dealings with and divine instruction for humanity. His teaching and conversations were replete with quotes and allusions from the Hebrew Bible. How did God guide the thoughts of His servants? For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. The Apostle Paul also tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all Scripture is inspired, literally, God-breathed. Consider His choice of words. Paul described Scripture using the Greek term theopneustos. The first part of the word theo means God. The second part is pneustos, meaning breathed. So the Apostle says, as some translations put it, all Scripture is God-breathed, meaning it came directly from the mouth of God. Clearly, our Creator directly inspired the divine message revealed by both the apostles and the prophets. As we will show by many scriptures, God made known His divine message to man through the patriarchs and prophets of old, as well as through the New Testament apostles. In fact, Peter ranks Paul's epistles with the rest of the scriptures, the latter primarily referring to the Old Testament, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18, Paul refers to two quotations as Scripture. One is from the Old Testament, and one is from Luke's Gospel. So, when Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy around 64 AD, some additional writings apparently were already being considered on par with the Old Testament and were called Scripture. Nearly 4,000 times, passages in the Hebrew Bible are introduced by such expressions as "the Lord spoke," "thus says the Lord," and "the word of the Lord came." Scripture is consistently portrayed as coming from the very mouth of God Himself. Yet in one sense, the authorship of the Bible is dual, because both God and man are clearly involved. Our Creator directly inspired these Hebrew prophets, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. So God spoke by the mouth of all His holy prophets, Acts chapter 3, verse 21, and by their writings as well. The natural conclusion is that all Scripture comes from God. Says the Lion Concise Bible Handbook, it is interesting that the New Testament makes no distinction between what Scripture says and what God says. Old Testament quotations are given as what God said, even though God was not the speaker in the Old Testament context. What are some of the qualities that God ascribes to His Word? Receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. James chapter 1, verse 21. Paul also calls it the faithful Word, Titus chapter 1, verse 9. The Word of Life, Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, and the Word of Truth, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. These potent expressions help us to comprehend the true nature of Scripture and the God behind it. The healing qualities and power of the Word can be engrafted or implanted into our very beings. As we seek our Creator, His Word will enable us to produce lasting good fruit in our lives. What one quality of that Word would we all do well to heed? For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible was not designed to be read casually as simply good literature, or as a contribution to our historical learning, or even as an interesting exercise in academic theology. The purpose for reading and studying God's Word is to gain understanding of His will, to learn to live by His Word. As a result of diligently studying the Bible, God desires and expects action on our part.
Thanks for listening to How Does God Reveal Knowledge? In Bible Study Course, Lesson 1, Why the Bible is the Word of God. To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.